Estevan, it's summer in southeast Saskatchewan, and for Blake Andrist and Colton Isaacs, their thoughts have turned to their business. Andrist and Isaacs, who are both entering grade 12 at the Estevan Comprehensive School, launched Detailing on Demand in August 2023. They had such a good response last year that they knew they wanted to bring it back for 2024. "We had a couple of weeks where it was constant details, so it was really awesome," Andrist said in an interview with the Mercury and Sask Today. They didn't have a lot of time to run the business last summer before the start of the 2023-24 school year and the onset of cooler temperatures, but people were supportive. Once the high school basketball season started up, most of their free time was occupied. They had a couple of challenges last year, too. Isaacs was the only one who had a driver's license, and they were working out of a small vehicle. When Andrist secured his license in December, he purchased a pickup truck, which has made it much easier to travel to job sites. "We're mobile, so we have everything we need out of the back of a truck, and we come right to the client," said Isaacs. They opened up shop for 2024 in early April. "The response has been great this year," Isaacs said, "and they have added a lot of clients. We've had more business in the past couple of weeks than we've ever had," said Isaacs. Andrist and Isaacs provide a full slate of detailing services, including vacuuming, wiping down vehicle surfaces, shampooing the seats and carpet, and tackling interior and even exterior detailing, although the exterior work isn't as popular. "We steam everything out, so that makes it easier to clean," said Andrist. They both have jobs outside of their business, but now that it's summer, they can tackle a couple of projects each day. They work on vehicles together, and Andrist said that helps because they're in constant communication and they bring a lot of fun to the job. They didn't see anybody in Estevan who was providing these services, so they thought they would give it a try. Their family connections helped them get going, meet clients and secure equipment. They discussed a few other businesses' ideas, such as lawn care, home cleaning, and gutter and window cleaning, but opted for detailing. "We just thought everybody has a vehicle, all vehicles are going to get dirty, and everybody loves a clean car," said Isaacs. Both have a keen interest in vehicles, and they know a lot of people in the city who are proud of their cars and trucks and want them to look good. "So far we haven't had any complaints or any issues with any clients for the quality of the job," said Isaacs. In the winter, Andrist said they don't have the shop space needed to be open. And they're busy with school and sports. They love being able to operate the business on their own time and to watch it grow. "You can take a lot more pride in it, because the better you do, the better it becomes, the more you grow," said Isaacs. "The job itself, it's nice to help people, it's a really satisfying job to take the car from dirty to looking brand new, and the reactions we get from people after make it worth it." Andrist added he loves the idea of owning his own business and being his own boss. If the demand remains, they believe this is the type of business that they could do in the summer while attending post-secondary education. "There is a lot of opportunity for growth and potential," Andrist said. Inquiries for business can be sent to Detailing on Demand's Facebook and Instagram pages, or by messaging Andrist at 306-421-7377. "Estevan is a great community for supporting young businesses, and we really appreciate it," said Andrist.